machine keeps dropping in and out here. And welcome to another episode of the Dynasty Trades HQ podcast, brought to you by Dynasty Football Network and DynastyFootballFactory.com. My name is Michael Sipes. You can find me on Twitter at FFBlitz, and I'm here with my partners, Jeremy Broen.
You know it, baby.
And you can find him at DFF underscore Madman and Shane Manila. We've been having some technical difficulties.
Oh, no,
we keep losing.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Say, if you're not a patron, you suck. God damn it. Why are you so well behaved? All right.
Why are you so well behaved? You said
at DFF underscore Shane. And that was Shane's son, one of his sons. You know, it's funny. I can't even tell now whether he's muting it or we're still having the technical difficulties with him.
I
see him looking at his mic. Are you there?
I didn't say anything. I wasn't talking.
Well, I just introduced you.
Oh, well, maybe I don't feel like saying hi to people. You know.
Well,
sociable one.
Yeah, exactly. You're not sociable. Well, I do know that you wanted to mention something really great, though. Our new thing. Don't you want to say something?
He does.
Yeah. So my kids, little known child labor law. So if it's your own children, it's not considered a sweatshop. I don't know if you know.
Okay.
Not true.
Are you sure? 'Cause I think I might be right here. So what I did is I pulled my kids out of school because, you know, who needs fancy book learning? And I did the thing. Right. To go into the textile industry. So they made some cool hats, mugs, leggings. And we opened up a store where we're selling all that stuff.
Woo-hoo!
My kids, baby hands. And it's so, look, I made them work 20 straight hours a day. And they really did good work.
Okay. This kind of went the way that we would expect from Shane, but that is not true. His kids are not making the products, but we do have a store. Yes. And you can find it at what? DTHQ.storeenvy.com, right? And we do.
Yes,
Shane is right. We have leggings, shirts, hats, baby clothes, everything with Dynasty Trades HQ printed on it. It's really awesome. And we've had some great response, even though it's only been up for 24 hours. So, yeah, if anybody's interested in getting any of that stuff, especially now with, what is it? It's holiday time. We got Christmas, Hanukkah.
Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. Three Kings.
All that stuff.
Thanksgiving.
Prices too.
Maybe somebody wants to buy a Thanksgiving present, you know?
That should be a Thanksgiving tradition, giving the Dynasty Trades HQ leggings. Because
I made the first purchase from our store as a co-host. I got the 3/4 sleeve, you know, baseball shirt with the gray center, the black sleeves and the logo. And actually one of our patrons did the same thing, you know, bought one. And I'll tell you what, the prices are actually pretty reasonable. I think we got a good deal on the people we work with. So and they're not Shane's kids, by the way. It's a professional print shop.
And I do want to give a shout out. You're right. The very first purchase other than you was our friend Dynasty Outhouse. He bought a shirt.
Yeah,
you know?
Russ Fisher.
Russ is a good dude, and I'm actually going to be appearing on the Trade Addicts podcast on Monday.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, yeah, I bet it's because Mike and I were not available.
Well, he did ask if you guys were available. I said no, and he said, well,
I am available.
What you're doing. And I said,
it actually was an open request. I saw him request it in the DM line for the Listener League, which he's in the Listener League too. So
you know what we ought to do is crash it. Shane thinks it's just him. And we join too. That'd be great.
Well, I'll contact Russ. We'll see about that. So, all right. So great. So
trade alert.
Oh, wait. Trade alert. We didn't even do our news and our
Roto-Shorance injury alert.
Ooh, hey, that's a new alert. What is that?
Well, that's an injury alert that's brought to you by Roto-Shorance. Are you tired of your players getting injured during the fantasy football season?
Wait, hold on. We're losing Shane. We've been having some difficulty tonight with Shane. He's talking about rotoinsurance.com.
Testing.
Okay, yes, you sound good. So go ahead.
Testing.
Yes.
So, Roto-Shorance, you go ahead on their site, rotoinsurance.com. You use the code DynastyTrades Q, and you'll get 20% off your player insurance. And it's pretty self-explanatory. Player insurance. You've got a great roster. You're ready to rock the league. You're going to win this year with Jay Jai and Ronald Jones and someone else that tore their knee.
Yeah, anybody who's missing 8 games, you will be able to cash in your policy. So if you got insurance for Dalvin Cook, Ajayi, so many other players that are missing 8 games or more, they will pay you just like any other insurance policy. So if you have guys, you know, going in, I don't even think there's a pre-existing condition thing. I mean, if you pay for your insurance, you protect that player. And, you know, hey, we've all been there, right? And in dynasty leagues, big money leagues, it becomes even more important. I think this is one of the best products out there right now.
Yeah, that's awesome. So go to rotosurance.com, which is rotosurance.com, and enter in Dynasty Trades HQ, all caps, like you're screaming, kind of like Shane sometimes. And unfortunately, we keep having some difficulty with Shane's internet service. It keeps breaking in and out. But all right, the first one that we did want to speak about was Cooper Kupp. And it's like, yeah, it's one of those kind of things where, you know, he got hurt and it really was killing people. But he actually came back after a couple of weeks where a lot of people were afraid that he was going to be done. And then he gets hurt again, and now he's completely done.
And I swear to you, Cooper Kupp is one of those guys that's so widespread, it's like everybody owns a share of Cooper Kupp.
Seems that way.
Either got him before he took off, and you have him on your team, or you traded for him, or you drafted him in startups because he was good. Everybody knows Cooper Kupp. Everybody's got a share. And that ACL injury is just big. Big, big for Goff, for that whole team, for Dynasty Football. I want to hear what Shane says because I know Cooper Kupp is his favorite receiver.
Well, let's hope that his mic's working. What do you think, you Shane?
Know what sucks is, I finally bought in the Cooper Kupp this year, just like Will Fuller. And, they're both done for the season with blown ACL.
Yeah, there's something going on. Yeah, it's funny that you say that, Jeremy, you know, because I have, what, I think 13 leagues or whatever, and I do. I have one share of Cooper Kupp, you know, and my friend.
I don't have a lot of him either. I only have like a couple shares of him, so it doesn't impact my teams much. But yeah, but it's huge because he was doing so well this season, and he's tearing it up.
He looked really good. Now, do you have any hopes for what do you got? You got Robert Woods is still there, and Josh Reynolds is supposed to step in for his spot. Do you?
Josh Reynolds garnered a 10% target share in Cooper's ass.
Yeah, he's just not ready yet to take the load. He's not ready to take it on. Maybe someday he is, but he's not ready to take over.
Yeah,
he's kind of young to take the load. When he's a little older, sure he'll take road.
It's so funny because Shane's breaking up, but it's just funny to hear him say he keeps saying take the load over and over again. So
take the load over and over again.
I think Gurley and Malcolm Brown and maybe even the tight ends, I think everybody's gonna get more love and taking the load from Cooper Kupp.
Oh my god.
Because Reynolds just is not ready to do it.
All right, let's move on to somebody else.
You know who I'm buying? I'm buying Gerald Everett because I'm hoping this is kind of.
Unfortunately, we think what Shane is saying is that he's going for Gerald Everett because we're hoping he'll get the targets that he wasn't getting before.
Yeah, the targets that Higbee never seems to get, even though he's the number one tight end. And yeah, Higbee just can't do anything with that.
You know, talking about tight ends, we did have a major injury in last night's game. Jimmy Graham got hurt, and now the reports are that he has a broken thumb and he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
You don't need a thumb to play football, Jimmy Graham.
And 4 to 6 weeks is essentially for fantasy. It's done. Where you know,
season's over. He's not even gonna. I mean, if it's 6 weeks, he's not even helping you in your title game. 4 weeks, he's not helping you to the playoffs. He's just done.
And was he really helping you anyways? I mean, he had some good games in there, but it was just like he wasn't definitely the Jimmy Graham of old.
He's a shell of his former self. Yeah,
we did skip over Marvin Jones, who he's injured as well.
That's kind of big. I mean, Marvin Jones has had a great season. The past couple of years, he's done well. I know Detroit didn't do well last week, but part of the reason might be that bone bruise in his knee. And Shane seems to think that you better get Theo Riddick and get more PPR love out of that guy. But I'm not sure what they're going to do. They lost, you know. They traded Golden Tate away. Now Jones is hurt. So you have Theo Riddick, you have Galladay. I think everybody's going to get more touches, right, Shane? More targets. And you think Riddick's going to be the prime beneficiary.
So Riddick is technically a running back, but he's been lined up in this lot during practice. He's got 13 targets, I believe, over the last 2 weeks. Or excuse me, 13 targets. He has 13 receptions over the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, not tons of targets.
But he has 15 targets, 13 receptions. Now, the yardage is low because, well, he's not really a wide receiver either, and he's really not that good of a player. You know, he's a steady player. He's going to catch what's thrown to him. I expect him to probably another 7-8 receptions a week for, you know, 45 yards. It's a low floor, or I should say it's a decent floor with a low ceiling, but if he higher floor with a decent ceiling, low ceiling. Okay, so we'll try this English. He's got a with a very low ceiling, but if he can somehow get in, you know, turn one of those receptions into a touchdown, then you're looking at a running back 1 week. So I actually traded for Theo Riddick in a couple leagues, threw out some third round draft picks in a league I'm contending in.
You only offered us a fourth, you bastard.
Well, I didn't have a third. If I had a third, I would have offered it. And
I thought, okay. I might have taken that, but the fourth, hell no.
And you'd give me Theo Riddick and save yourself $6 million. But whatever, that's fine.
Well, hey, how about this? Let's hear from gtbets.eu, and then we'll see if we can fix Shane's sound.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. gtbets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to gtbets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Dynasty Trades HQ in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
GTBets, Shane, are you back? Did you make any bets this week?
Yeah, I bet last night. I took Seattle. I took the points, though, and it was a push. Uh-huh. Yeah, that kind of sucked. And then the over-under, I went under. But
under,
yeah. So, but that's okay. I'm gonna bet some Eagles because last I looked, they were giving up 9.5 points, and I don't believe my Eagles will get smoked like that, even against the great Drew Brees.
Well, I think they will, but
yeah. Well, then you know what? Go on GT Bets. make sure you enter our code to get 100% sign up discount or bonus or whatever. And go bet against my Eagles.
Well, that's great. And it sounds like you're back now. So hopefully we'll have you there for a little longer. So one of the weird ones, one of these injuries that's going on is with Joe Flacco over there with the Ravens. You know, he's got a hip injury. They said Lamar Jackson was going to play. Then Lamar Jackson's got a stomach virus. Then they said RG3 is going to play. Then they said today that Lamar Jackson played full practice. So what's going on over there, and what are you going to care about, and what are you doing?
So Lamar Miller is not who we're talking about, but Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is kind of evil. So I think he pushed Joe Flacco down the steps, and Joe Flacco broke his hip. And God. Ravens just don't want to tell us. You know, as old people fall down, they break their hips. They're never the same.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
This is Lamar Jackson's team, man. It's easy to take it soon.
Flacco's pretty much been trash after a good start to the season. He had a very decent start, really good start to the season. First few games, he's just been trash since then. Lamar Jackson gets in there. You know he has the rushing upside. I guess people are worried that he can't handle a pro offense, even though he ran one in college. But whatever. This is a good spot for him if he has to get, you know, if he does have to play this week. He's playing against the Bengals' terrible secondary. They give up roughly 1 million yards a game passing.
Well, I will
check my notes. That's a rough estimate.
A million is a lot. I will say this, you know, especially since we are a trades-centric podcast.
We are?
Yeah. Shane and I discussed it before you came on the tonight, Jeremy, that that people were talking this week that, oh, yeah, Lamar's sick, so maybe RG3 is going to get to play. And I had mentioned to Shane that I had picked him up in a couple leagues. And Shane, you told me that you picked him up and then you turned around and traded him right away.
Really?
Soon as I saw, I forget what day it was, but reading Roto World blurbs or whatever, they'd mentioned that maybe RG3 will start. So I said, all right, let me pick him up in every 2 QB league I have. And he was available in every one of them.
Really?
Not everyone.
Well, not everyone.
In the listener league, he was already gone.
I still think he's pretty worthless, but yeah.
But maybe go ahead.
I picked him up for free.
Right,
it was after the waivers.
Right.
So I traded him for a fourth in Sam Bradford, which Sam Bradford, whatever. But, you know, a fourth round is also whatever. But it's a good reason to always work your waiver wires. I picked a guy up for nothing and traded him for a fourth round rookie pick, which, again, it's a fourth round rookie pick. But it's something that could be used in a trade and, you know, to help facilitate a trade.
Yeah, I think that's a good a good thing to mention. You know, for some of us that are out there in some of these leagues, when you hear something like that, you may think, oh, well, I don't need another quarterback. But you're right. If you hear about it and you're able to jump on there and grab it in time, even if you don't need them, like you say, grab them and then turn them over, you know?
How about Matt Barkley? You know, if you had him in time for the game where he lit it up, that could have potentially won you a bye week, or just, you know, if you had an injury or something, kept you in the hunt for sure. And I think we all need to reach out right now to John Gruden, somebody, and let him know, hey, man, Jordy Nelson is not going to play this Sunday. So essentially you're going into the game with Seth Roberts, Martavis Bryant, and Brandon LaFell as your starting wide receivers because you traded Amari Cooper away. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, I don't think Martavis Bryant's playing, though, because of the PCL injury.
He's not.
So probably
okay, well, so Seth Roberts, FYI, John Gruden, even worse news for you. Seth Roberts, Brandon LaFell, and Dwayne Harris are your starting wide receivers this week. Good luck, buddy. I know you're angling for that first-round pick as high as possible, and I think you're going to get it.
I was just going to say, do you think he is really that upset? You know, he would like that first round.
Derek Carr is going to get killed is basically what's going to happen, the way that guy holds on to the ball. No open receivers. He's just going to get killed this week.
You know what? I think we're all, you know, we've all trashed John Gruden, but you got to give him this. The guy has 5 first-round draft picks.
You know,
unless you are an absolute, unless you're just terrible at drafting, you should be able to really rebuild your roster with that. And you know,
even you, Shane, you wouldn't have to trade so much if you had 5 first round picks. You would just be freaking set for at least a couple seasons.
At least.
You know, it is possible. We've discussed it a couple times that we may try to go out to the draft this year in Tennessee.
Yeah, we should.
I know. I already made plans this week to secure a hotel and everything. So if
we have some friends down there, and actually Brad McDaniels lives down there. So I think we could all probably,
I think it would be fun.
We're all coming over.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun if we did a show out there. And I do think, I think it would be really interesting, especially with the amount of draft picks, like you just said, to see what happens, you know, with those teams. But, So those were the injuries that we were going to discuss tonight. And we did have a couple trades here, but for some reason we keep losing Shane. I don't know what's going on here. So
Shane,
are you there or are you gone again?
Oh, I didn't feel like talking.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's rare. That's very rare. Let me take a picture of you right now. You always feel like talking.
It's such a hard time right now, and for some reason we keep having some technical difficulties, so we'll try to move on without him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Whatever. Uh-oh. And it looks like we lost Shane again. Yeah, he's having a lot of technical difficulties tonight, so he's telling me go on and I'll try to work it out. So let's keep talking and then
that sounds good.
Maybe Shane
usually
will pop
it's just
back in.
Regular difficulties, but now he's having technical ones.
Yeah, well, I know there was something we talked about in the pre-show before we got started where you had made a trade that you necessarily weren't very happy with the way the trade the pieces that were in the trade, but there's a reason for doing the trade. And it also goes along with some of the questions we've had from some people asking about like how specific you should be with a certain trade or a certain player, where in the context of your league, there's a lot of things that go into it that maybe in another league, it wouldn't really sound so good, but maybe in the one you're in, it does sound so good. So what was the trade you were talking about?
Well, I took over an orphan in a 12-team dynasty league. Great guys. You know, it's been fine. It's been even a fun season, even though I'm in last place at 2-8. I don't have any running backs. I literally had Le'Veon Bell and, you know, not much else to work with. And, of course, I wanted to move Bell. I've been wanting to do that. And my thing was I wanted at least a first-round pick. And I also have Tom Brady and Julian Edelman. I'm in the perfect position to get rid of those two older players, my oldest players, and Bell. And I couldn't get people to bite giving me in a super flex, a first-round pick for Tom Brady, first-round pick for Le'Veon Bell. You know, I wanted a first for each of them. And I was trying to do a separate deal where I unloaded Brady and Edelman to one team and Bell to another. It just, these guys, they play hardball. They don't buy into super flex the way most of us do. Like, we talk about that all the time, how valuable quarterbacks are. I couldn't convince the guys in this league, especially the contenders, that Tom Brady's worth a first-round pick if he's, you know, winning you your title, maybe this year, maybe you're competing next year. It was just tough. So this is the trade. This is what I ultimately made to get rid of those three players. So Brady, Bell, and Edelman, gone.
Okay.
I pick up a first for Bell, essentially, a second and third for Brady and Edelman, and then I got Deshaun Hamilton, who I really like, Auden Tate, who I also really like, and Jordan Leggett, all three players that I like from the same team. You know, it's not what I would ordinarily do. I feel like I sold low, but I just couldn't drum up anything better. And like I said, I wanted to free up roster spots because I'm in last place. I wanted to get picks, go into, you know, it's a 24 team, I think, or I'm sorry, 24 spot or 25 roster spots. I've got guys on IR. I have all of these kind of situations where I need to free up spots and have draft picks to better this team. It's bad, you know, and this is my worst dynasty team. And on paper, it really doesn't look that bad. I just have no running backs.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because we talk sometimes when people ask us trade questions and you say that whole in a vacuum, you know, or whatever, where you don't know the context of their team or the league or anything like that. But especially in a league like you're talking about, we're now going into week 11. And if you're looking to try to move somebody like Tom Brady, you have a finite amount of teams that will even talk to you, because where you're in last place, there could be a couple other teams that are really out of it too. So they have no interest in Tom Brady. So then you're knocking it down to maybe three or four teams that might have interest. Maybe the teams that are up there, the ones that are contending and everything, they may already have Cousins and Wentz and Mahomes and Trubisky, and they're like, "Well, I don't need Brady," you know. So if you're in a situation like that, where you really don't have any trade partners, so you sometimes might have to trade a player that in a different league, people would be like, what are you talking about? That's a horrible trade. But in the context of that league and the trade partners you have, that's the only thing that you can get done. And if you truly believe that you wanted the spots, you wanted picks, you needed to free up stuff, I mean, whether somebody else is going to think it's a bad trade or not, it doesn't really matter. If you're happy with it and you got pieces that you like, that should matter. And I think a lot of people ask us these questions. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want people to think that I made a bad trade. I mean, honestly, who cares what other people think? Really, it should be, it's your team, what you think, what you're happy with, and what you're able to do, because sometimes you're just not able to do it, you know?
Yeah, no, it's great to talk on Twitter with all of our buddies and do trade polls and say, well, you know, what's the pulse right now? Fingers on the pulse, what's the value of Tom Brady? And as the season goes on, of course, it decreases. What's the value for Julian Edelman? I mean, they're both getting older. They're on a bye week, and I've been trying to trade these guys for a long time, and it just nothing was happening. And I should have, you know, I could have. I shouldn't say should have. I could have held on to Bell for a lot longer, and I've already done it this long, and had him take up one of my 25 spots, and not had a pick for him, and traded him later. But you know, I needed to free up space. I have Kirk Cousins and Ben Roethlisberger, in a super flex. I don't have any good backups for that, but that's fine in this league. These are my running backs: Alex Collins, Derrick Henry, Mike Davis, and Trey Carson. You know, he's stuck with not much. And Bell was, of course, you know, a guy I was looking at this year to maybe make the difference between this team being 2-8 and 8-2, possibly. I mean, I'm not starting anybody at running back. Meanwhile, at wide receiver, it's pretty strong. I mean, Kenny Galladay, Quincy Enunwa, A.J. Green, Marvin Jones, Cortland Sutton. I traded for him recently. James Washington, Demaryius Thomas. I mean, some things to work with. So, Jimmy Graham just got hurt. That was my main tight end. So right now I'm left to trade Demaryius Thomas and Jimmy Graham and get some pieces for those. And I'm obviously not going to be able to sell high in this league, but I'll probably part with Thomas and Graham. Maybe not Graham because he's injured, but it's possible. Definitely Thomas. Those are two guys I want to get rid of. And it's all a bunch of young players. Oh, by the way, Jay Ajayi's on injured reserve. I was looking at him and Bell. Seriously, the difference between 2-8 and 8-2 is Ajayi and Bell.
Yeah, really? You know, it's funny when you just said that, because I've actually noticed that a couple times. Like I said, we're going into week 11, and there are players on our IR and even on our taxi sometime where we forget we have them. You know, we're so used to, especially us, where we have so many teams that we have to set lineups and waivers and all that kind of stuff for. You know, you go in, and when you set your lineup, those players that are on IR and on your taxi don't show up on that list to set lineup. So sometimes you forget you have those guys even on your roster, you know? And in week 11, when you're looking, like you just said, oh yeah, I have Jay Ajayi on IR and stuff. So you have some pieces for next year. The other thing that I find, especially with me, I mean, I don't have as many as like Shane, and I think you probably have more than me too. I think I have like 13 leagues where I have to do stuff like that. Then we have all the charity stuff and best ball stuff and everything.
Exactly.
Even with those amount of teams, sometimes if you're in last place in one of them where you have no hope, it's kind of fun to blow it up. You know, blow it up.
It is. Honestly, this is the only league I have where I'm in last. I mean, you know, I don't have great records in every league, but it is. I mean, it's a totally different perspective I have. You know, a lot of times I'm going for, like a hockey team, I'm going for players that can help me win in the playoffs. I did that a couple times last year. We talked about it on the show, going after Gronk and different players to try to win the title. I mean, it's not a bad position to be in. I like this league, but man, these guys are tough. And like we've talked before, with every league kind of having its own or being its own microcosm or ecosystem, that's what this is. These guys won't give up a lot unless they really believe the player they're getting is going to be more than just a rental. They're not going to rent players. They don't do it.
It is funny, too, how some people cling to the word old, or, oh, I don't want that guy, or there's no way he's going to be playing next year. It's like, you know, we don't know for sure, you know, whether they are or not. As of now, we still haven't heard back from Shane. So before we go on to the next topic, let's hear from our sponsor, the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Yeah, man, that's a good deal. And they don't charge that much either.
Yeah, and I think it's a good time of year. You know, we're wrapping up the season now. And for some people, you know, in the next 2 weeks, they may be done with their fantasy season. So, you know, if they go, you know, if they go over to the Scouting Academy, you know, maybe they can learn how to look at some of the rookies and some of the college prospects. I mean, look, even like you, where you're saying you did all those trades to get all these rookie picks, you know, there's a lot of teams out there right now that are blowing up their teams. And by doing that, they're getting a lot of rookie picks. So go over to the Scouting Academy. Maybe that'll help you scout some players for next year. And then you won't be in last place next year, you know? So one of the things we had on here, we had some trades that we were going to talk about. And Shane is texting me saying he's still trying to reboot. Go on without me. So we'll keep going until we hear from him. So
okay.
I know there was a trade alert on here that says, now, is this from you or is this from Shane?
That must be a Shane trade. So you're saying there's a chance that's got to be his team.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Shane team.
You think so? Okay.
I do, yeah. So
you're saying there's a chance, gave up Adam Thielen and a 2019 second round pick, and they got Kenny Golladay, a first, which is currently the 110, and a 2020 first. Well, I'll tell you this. It's definitely Shane is the savior. So he gave away Thielen and a second to get Kenny Golladay and two firsts, a 2019 first and a 2020 first.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I could see that being a pretty even trade. Like, either side of that would be, you know, something that I might trade for. It's hard to give up Adam Thielen, you know, to get anything, really. I mean, as like one of the top three wide receivers this year, and no sign of slowing down. And I love Golladay. You know, this is pretty even, but I wonder, see, the 2020 first, you know how I feel about that. I think you feel the same way. In today's dollars, that's just not even close to being a 2019 first. Correct. Even if the 2020 class is by some margin thought of as a better or deeper draft class or just higher quality players in that first round, it's still a full year removed from this coming May, you know,
right,
when we get those players and figure out where they're going. I just, that's so far off. I don't like to include those. I trade them away. So I don't know what the net present value is on that. I wish I did. So the 2019 second and Thielen for a 2019 first and Golladay, you know, he's trading away the 28-year-old superstar for an up-and-comer and a first. I feel like that's more of a subjective thing, like which guy do you like better? You know, I think that could be pretty even. The 2020 first doesn't – throwing that in doesn't impress me. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, in the offseason, you and I, we had this discussion with Shane a few times where you and I like Diggs and he liked Thielen. And obviously Thielen has been pretty amazing this year.
Really consistent. He's really consistent. Yeah.
And Diggs has been great too, but Thielen's been pretty good. And I get the whole, oh, Kenny Golladay, oh, he's going to be awesome. He's going to be this, he's going to be that. But if you're saying that this, according to this, it says the first round pick is currently the 110 and you're giving up Thielen and a second round pick. How much of a gap is there between the 110 and the second round pick also?
You're almost in the second round already. Yeah. And a 12 teamer.
Exactly. So I don't know that I would do this. I mean,
not right now, because Thielen's the second in PPR points. He's the number two wide receiver. You know, he's right ahead of Michael Thomas. Excuse me. Right ahead of Michael Thomas, right behind Devontae Adams. But Adams played already this week.
I was going to say, yeah, he played already this week, and he had monster game this week.
Yeah, so Thielen's at the top, followed by Michael Thomas. Adams is, you know, fallen in there. Tyreek Hill, DeAndre Hopkins, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr. No real surprises. I think people would be surprised to see Julio Jones right there in the top 10, right?
Yeah.
As negative as people have been on him and the not getting touchdowns, he's still amazing. But I would not – I love Kenny Golladay. I really do. I liked him coming into the league as a guy you could get low. I'm not trading away Adam Thielen to get Kenny Golladay unless the Golladay side has given me more than just a marginal difference.
Yeah.
It would have to be another player, a big pick, something like that, and then maybe I do it, because I'm essentially giving away what might be the number one wide receiver for somebody I like in Golladay. I probably wouldn't do that.
I agree. And I'll tell you this, you know, without having Shane here, we're actually just guessing on whether which side was his. It's probably a pretty good educated guess knowing Shane, which side is his. But it actually brings up another point that I've discussed with a couple people this week. I had a few people text me asking me, hey, look, this is the trade that I've been offered. I don't feel like it's good enough on my side, or am I giving away too much and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's tough to know.
And one of the things that I always tell, and the reason I bring this up is because literally I think three different people over the last 2 days have showed me a trade offer, and then they've told me that they didn't feel like it was really good enough for them, like they felt like they were giving up more or whatever. And there was one thing that I advised them, and it's something that maybe we should talk about too, while we're along along this lines of talking about theory as opposed to specific trades is
yes.
If you got a trade offer, and regardless of what the pieces are, if you feel like you're giving up too much to get what they're asking for, but you're going to do it anyways because you're like, I want to do this trade even if I feel like I'm giving up too much.
Yeah.
What I suggested to two different people, and one of them actually did it, was I said, all right, if you already feel like you're giving up too much, then look at the other teams in your league.
Right.
And if you're willing to give that up for this, throw that to them for something that you do feel comfortable with.
At least something that you want.
Yeah, and maybe
right? players
maybe,
you want.
Right, and maybe that person will accept it, and then you've given up what you were going to give up, but you've got something better that you feel better about. You know, there are some people that are like instant gratification, and you get a trade offer, and you're like, boom, I got to do this. And then right. there's other times where you could sit back and try to see, and that was the advice that I gave. And
that's good advice. Yeah, no, that's good advice. You miss, what, 100% of the chances you don't take. And what's great about Dynasty Football is that it's pretend. It's pretend dollars. It's, you know, we really don't own these players. You own a share of them. They're on your team. They're scoring your points. It's a really fun way to let yourself just get crazy and just like Shane, you know, not crazy like Shane, but but let loose like Shane and go for all the players you like, even if your mind changes from month to month. Go for the guys you like when you want them, and don't waste time. I mean, the thing is, you know, I think people, I had this happen actually today in this league where I'm talking about making this trade, where a guy asked me if my trade offer to him was in, basically asking me if it was in response, was my offer really that bad? He thought that my trade offer to him was a joke and kind of a slap in the face because I was offended by his offer. And I assured him, I'm not offended by offers. I don't have time to get emotional about it. There's not enough time in the day. I don't have time to manage my rosters, let alone get invested like that. I said, you're not offending me by anything you send me. And actually my offer was completely separate. I didn't see your offer till after I sent mine. I'm looking for a wide receiver, but people, you know, I think guys are in some leagues are really tentative about sending offers. You know, I want to send a good offer. I want to be really kind and I don't want to come off like a jerk. And then other leagues, you just, you know, you send something out. What's the worst that somebody's like, oh, that's a shitty offer that Jeremy just sent me. Oh, so what?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not doing it because I'm like, oh, this guy's an idiot. I think he's going to make this trade. I'm just, you know, I'm getting the talk started. I'm, you know, it's an initial offer. You just do it. Just do it.
It's funny, you know, we've talked before, you know, and Shane calls me Pop Pop because I'm 50 years old and whatever. But I mean, I've done this for so long that I've gotten to a point in my life where I don't get offended by anybody's trades. And I also don't care if somebody doesn't like my trades. You know, one of the things I always say to my friend, you know, to Dynasty Greg, I always tell him, I was like, you know, if somebody doesn't like the trade I did or whatever, that makes me feel good because it means that they're not going to do similar things that I would do. You know,
well, and you know, many times it's simply because they're jealous that you made that trade. They wish they had done it. They wish they were able to get that good of a piece for what you gave away, whatever it might be. They're personally invested at that point because they wish they had done it. But it's not a reflection on what you've done. You're just trying to manage your team. It's really, you know, hey, if you want to play, you need to get in there and start doing some things. I've been like that. I'm like, damn, I wish I would have approached that guy to get that player. He sold so low. You know what I mean? It's on me. It's my fault. I blame myself.
Yeah. And you know,
Shane!
Wait, is he back?
Shane's back.
Is that Shane?
Yeah, he's back.
But wait, he's moving his lips and there's no sound. And he looks so dejected too.
What do you think it might be? What's it been in the past? Just something with the audio.
Yeah.
Because the video is
there.
Now,
he is.
Crystal clear.
Yay,
there you are.
Shane's here.
Hey. So how long have we been on the show now?
Yeah, we've done a commercial and two segments. So you're here just in time to do a couple trades here and wrap up the show.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
So yeah, Shane, one of the things we did was we talked about a trade that's on the sheet here where Adam Thielen and a 2 for Kenny Golladay and 2 firsts, and we were guessing which side was you, and we were discussing what we thought about the trade. So without knowing what we said, tell us what side was you and what you think.
Well, I mean, I already know, you guys already know what side mine is.
How do you know that?
Because I do. I'm psychic. I took Galladay and the two firsts.
Woohoo!
You're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, we figured you traded away Thielen and the two for Kenny Galladay and the two firsts. Yes.
So did you at least, because you noticed I've started giving these trade segments, I started giving them little names.
November. I saw you wrote gone for November. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm dead. I like that. In both these trades, these leagues that I made these trades in, dead.
Well,
I'm drawn dead. If we were playing poker, that's what they would say. He's drawn dead.
Yeah, we did. We actually didn't get to the second trade yet. So now that you're here, we can go on to that second trade.
You hated my the Galloway trade?
No,
right?
Didn't hate it.
No, we didn't hate it. But what we did say, and the two of us agreed, and we'll see what you think about it, is in this sense. Jeremy said it quite a few times, and I agree with him, where the 2021st, you know, that's so far away, it definitely doesn't have the value of a 2019 first, but it's still a piece that you can use in future trades and whatever. But we were wondering, because you wrote here that the 2019 first is currently the 1.10, so it's the 10th pick in the first round, and you gave up Thielen and a second round pick, we were wondering what the span is between that 110 and whatever that second round pick is, if that's a big enough gap to make up the difference between Adam Thielen and Kenny Galladay.
So here's the thing. I think it's like 204, 205 right now. And you know what I've noticed, though? The fact that one's a first and one's a second, it's not even the span. If there's a difference of four, say there's a difference of three spots, the psychological impact of trading someone a first or offering someone a first as opposed to offering them a second is a real thing. I don't know what it would be called in, science land. But, you know, there's definitely something there when someone throws you like, oh, he offered me the 204 for, I don't know, we'll name him Player X because I can't think of any names, as opposed to, oh, he offered me the 109.
Right.
Like, people look at those picks as being so, so different, even if they're only separated by two or three.
I will tell you this. It's really funny. I had a very long discussion in my home league with a couple different players. In that league, right now I'm 10-0. I haven't lost. I've been winning and everything. But when I went to try to trade my first round pick for some players, I kept getting the same response. Oh, well, that's the last pick in the first round. I don't want that. And at the same time, they do a trade with somebody whose team is so bad for their second round pick. And and I'm always like, well, so what's the difference? You know, because my team is so good, you don't want my first, but you'll take the shitty team's second round pick. You know, there's definitely a psychological difference where people don't necessarily look at whether that's pick 12 or pick 13. They just see the ones and the twos. And I agree. I think what we were thinking, though, was that the production you're getting out of Adam Thielen right now is just so huge, as opposed to what you could be getting out of Kenny Galladay, that gap may not have been enough. But with your title there of gone for November, where we don't know what the rest of your team is like, maybe you're just shooting for the future anyways, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have, and you can only start four wide receivers. So besides Galladay now, I still have Corey Davis, Juju Smith-Schuster, I forget who the fourth wide receiver that I'll be starting is, but I've got a few other wide receivers, obviously none at the level of Adam Thielen. But really what I need on that team is running backs, because I went with the zero RB strategy. unfortunately, I got
zero running backs.
I went with Devontae Booker. I got a little Chris Thompson on there. Mark Walton, Adrian Peterson. I do have Nicholas Chubb, which is good, but unfortunately, you know, he didn't get to play until 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, there was a lot of weeks of AP and hoping Isaiah Crowell would be good Isaiah Crowell this week.
Yeah. Well, now that you're back, then why don't we do this other trade that's sitting on here where I'm not even sure what these team names are. What is this, sir?
Okay, so this is a medieval dynasty league.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, now I get it.
What's funny is the guy, the commissioner of this league, he commissions roughly 1,000 leagues. And he comes up with all these cool themes. And he's like, oh, I got another one. I'm in a tribute to a Pink Floyd league that he commissioned.
Oh, that's cool, man. I like that stuff.
And he's like, oh, you know, I got another league, basically the same setup theme. And I didn't even notice the theme. And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah. And then when I got in and he's like, yeah, okay, so, you know, pick your names. And I'm like, wait, who the fuck are these people? I don't even know how to pronounce most of the team names. You know why? The only reason I picked my team is because it was the closest thing I could. It was the only one that kind of sounded cool.
Oh, yeah, okay. So maybe we'll figure out which team is yours just based on the name sounds cool, because I personally can't even read either one of these two names. I mean, I could, but it's going to come out wrong. So what are the two team names?
I'm sure these names are wrong. And if we have any fantasy football fans that are also medieval scholars.
I already know which team is Shane, by the way, but go ahead.
There's Sir Garrus. Does that seem right? Sir Garrus gave up Lamar Jackson, Corey Davis, and Chris Godwin.
Good haul for you, buddy.
Sir Bors de Ganis. Bors de Ganis.
That's got to be your team if you're saying that your team name sounds kind of cool. Because Sir Garrus doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
All right. So you gave up Julio Jones and Dallas Goedert to get Lamar Jackson, Corey Davis, and Chris Godwin.
Mostly to get Corey Davis and Chris Godwin.
I was going to say, yes.
I did actually request Lamar Jackson too, but yes.
Super flex, right, buddy?
No, it's actually a one quarterback league. And what's interesting about it is somehow I have five quarterbacks in that league now, and none of them are any good except this. He's my last hope. He's like my Obi-Wan. I've got Jameis. I had C.J. Beathard, and now I have Nick Mullins and Case Keenum. It's just a horror show at quarterback somehow.
I remember you telling me about a team you had no quarterbacks, and now you got Lamar Jackson, which, dude, that's really good.
And so, I don't know. That team, I can't do anything with the quarterback situation. It's just awful. And, you know, Julio, trust me, I pimped him out all over the league, and this is about the best I could come up with. So I know if someone were
which to is this funny because Twitter.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Shane, that goes along with something that Jeremy and I talked about while you were trying to fix your computer, where we were talking about whether somebody thinks a player you could have got more for it or whatever. But when you talk about the specifics of the league and who you're dealing with and who's willing to trade, sometimes you make a trade just because you have such a limited amount of people that are willing to do the trade. And for you, like you just said, you shopped them around and people weren't biting. It is funny, though. Anybody that's listened to the show since forever would know that you love Lamar Jackson. You love Corey Davis. And Chris Godwin is one of Jeremy's boys. So, you know, I can see where that whole deal did work out. You know,
I really like it. I think you did well. I think Lamar Jackson is going to be a fantasy football demon. I think he's going to be good in fantasy football. I don't know what Baltimore is going to be, but I mean, Julio Jones is a top 10 guy right now. He's in top 8. I think he's right behind Odell Beckham Jr. in PPR points. He only has 2 touchdowns, but the guy's got over 1,000 yards already. And so as a PPR receiver, Jones is a machine. But I'm not a big Dallas Goedert fan. I think Davis Godwin for Goedert, Lamar Jackson for Julio Jones is just you win. I mean, that's the side I would want, absolutely. And I love Julio Jones, but I think you won that trade.
I know, like I said, I know if I saw it on Twitter, I'd be like, oh, that's Julio Jones. But like Michael said, Mikey.
Yeah, that matters.
Pop, Michael.
Yeah, what the league you're in matters. You know, I don't have a winning team. I'm under 500, 4-6. I'm not making the playoffs this year. I you know, who knows if I'll make it next year. I don't
right know. So Jones isn't helping you anyway, and you need Jackson by the sounds of your quarterback mix. You have to have somebody.
Yeah, it's incredible to have that many quarterbacks and them all be that bad. But you know, I thought Jameis, you know, he would have his little 2 weeks off, 3 weeks off, he'd come back and everything would be okay. And no, not so much.
It
Davis
is,
but you know, those guys like Julio Jones, I love. You know, you put it out there like, oh, well, what do you guys think I should do with them? And people are like, oh, you should hold on to them. And then what? Like, is his value going to climb?
No.
Julio Jones, and I love him, honestly. If I'm, you know, if I'm going for a title, I'll trade all day for him. But on a team that's not going for a title, his value is not going to increase next year for me. So, you know, maybe he could help me win a title next year if you know, my team turns around. But I didn't see it, you know. So now I feel like I have some depth. And I just lost what's that, the white boy's name, Cooper Kupp on that team. It's really
Cooper
any Kupp, playoff hopes.
Cooper, like we discussed at the beginning of the show, Cooper Kupp's injury hurts a lot of people, you know. So I great. Listen, unfortunately, you weren't around for a big portion of the show, but you know that's the show for tonight.
And I missed you.
Yeah, and it's great to have you back near the end. I know you wanted to talk about our Patreon account. I know there was a little thing you wanted to mention.
Become a patron, because if you don't, one, you suck. two, you're just a freeloader, No. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you enjoy the free episodes. But hey, become a patron, because it's better. Help support the podcast. You make us want to do our bonus episodes, our extra episodes. You get the not safe for work, not safe for synagogue versions. You get extra written content, which I kind of slacked on this week. I didn't put much.
Same here.
Yeah. And we're not
exclusive content. I mean, nobody else is seeing that. Just patrons are getting those episodes and those articles.
I'm not sharing that with anyone else. Screw those guys. I mean, you guys, basically. Screw you guys if you're not a patron, right? Is that what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, hey, I did get a very nice thank you.
Brian. Brian Heiser.
Yeah, I got a very nice thank you from Brian who said that he really liked our Patreon episode talking about his trade. So, you know.
Yeah, and you know what? He's been hitting me up a couple times this week, you know, just working off of the advice we gave with some trade offers that he's gotten and what he should counter with and things like that. And that's the other thing. When you're a patron, you slide in my DMs, I'm going to respond to you. you slide into my DMs and you're not a patron, and I finally figured out how to filter those messages now so that I don't automatically see them. Like I have to go out of my way to see them. I'm not responding to you. I got better things to do. I'm going to respond to the dude that is at least supporting, you know, the podcast, or dudes or dudettes.
It's your personal McCarthyism.
Yeah.
Like the old school McCarthyism, but also because Mike McCarthy sucks and everybody knows it and everybody hates him now.
So did we talk about how bad he is?
Yeah, no, we that wasn't one of the things we touched on. But
we
should
have. He is trash, man. You know, I'm sorry, guys, because I wasn't on the show most of the time, so I'm just going to just ramble on. So it took him how many weeks to realize that Aaron Jones is that good?
Or just to use him on more snaps and the passing game. Come on.
The route that he ran on the touchdown catch? Are you kidding me? And you're saying he can't catch?
Right.
Yeah, no. Keep putting Jamal Williams out there to plod for 2 yards a carry. Oh, but he's a good pass protector.
Yeah, he looked like a receiver on that catch.
Oh, he was so good. And, dude, he's so explosive.
It is funny. That was one of the things we were going to talk about, but after losing you, we didn't get to that. So it's a good thing you threw that in now. You know, and I will say this. For those of you that aren't Patreons, you know, you could check out our Twitter handle at Dynasty Trades HQ, and you can send us, you know, your trade offers and your polls, and we'll answer them. And yes, Shane, we love our Patreons, but we will answer people on our Twitter account as well.
No, you know what you can do if you're not a patron? At least go on and give us a 5-star on that Apple iTunes.
That was our next thing.
Whatever that was.
Our podcast. Yes. Check it out on iTunes and please give us a rate and review. And also you can. it just seems so funny when you say that. But yeah, over there on iTunes. You could also check us out on our website at dynastyfootballfactory.com, where you'll see all of our written content and our rankings and all the other podcasts that we have. And listen, thanks for listening.
One more thing, forget to go on our new shop and go new buy store. Some nice, yeah, go buy some Hanukkah stuff. You better get moving. Hanukkah,
he said Hanukkah stuff
December 2nd. You know, if you got there's a rabbi that you're particularly fond of, you know, either in a non-sexual or sexual way, maybe buy them a cool Dynasty Trades HQ hat. Some Dynasty Trades HQ leggings, a hoodie. I know my rabbi would probably love a hoodie, and I might get it for him. Or if you're a Gentile, Christmas is coming too.
Yeah.
We don't discriminate, you know. We don't.
I love those leggings. I can't wait to be at the gym and seeing some people wearing those leggings. So that's a great way to wrap this show in a bow. We started with our store and we end with our store. So thanks for listening and we'll see you guys next week.
Take care, guys. We'll see you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.